You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 105. And today, let's talk about how to use that dreaded slow season wisely so you have more time, more money, and more growth as soon as you get back into your busy zone. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson here. And I want to tackle something that's been coming up with a lot of my coaching clients over the last few weeks, the dreaded slow zone. You know, that time of year when you know you don't get a lot of clients, you don't get a lot of sales. Things tend to slow down, and oftentimes people get into a bit of a slump. Well, what if you didn't have to get into a slump and you could actually really get your business pumping? You could get some things handled that you never have time for. That's what we'll be talking about today. But before I jump in, I want to remind you about a resource that's really helpful this time of year, and that is my top 10 strategies for getting a massive revenue burst into your business. So you can get it at yourrevenuerush.com. It's totally free. One of the best parts about this resource is I'm giving you 10 proven, well thought out strategies that I've been using for years and years and years in my own business and with my clients. And the idea is you put one of them into action and it brings more cash flow. Some of them are designed to get you consistent cash flow and also really just to get you thinking differently about how you're structuring your revenue opportunities. So get it for absolute free at yourrevenuerush.com. Now, I want to just set a little bit of a mindset framework around today's episode, and that is I want you to think about your thoughts and your ideas about slow seasons. And first of all, do you know you have one? So every business is different. Some businesses thrive during the holidays. They thrive all summer long, and then some don't. And so if you're not designing your business to serve those times in the market, then you have to have a plan for what to do at that time. Now, some people just take time away and they know it's their slow season. And so it's a easy time to take holiday or to, you know, just go play more, whatever your lifestyle and your freedom looks like to you. But other people tend to really fret about it and they think, oh my gosh, I have no cash flow. And so your mindset around this is really critical. I need you to start planning for whatever you want this season to be. And so right now, as I'm airing this episode, we're in the, you know, December holidays. And so if you don't have offerings that are designed around the beginning of a year or the end of a year or products that people can buy to give as gifts, yeah, people's attention seems to turn away and, you know, they're focused on family. They're focused on all these other things. So my first tip for you is if you don't like by nature have something that really serves that time of the year, then figure out a way to get people's attention during that time of year. So when I'm meeting with my clients, I'm looking at what is the thing you do and how can we frame some part of it to be relevant right now. So I have a client who teaches people how to use the Enneagram. And so one of the things we designed was a campaign, and Enneagram is a way of understanding how you relate to other people and how your own thought processes and your own kind of personality fits in with others. And so there's some really great ways that you can do this with team, and which is what her main focus is. But we then started looking at, so how does this play out when you're around your family over the holidays? So we found a way to make it relevant, and she ran a sale. So get relevant and then run a sale. My offerings during the holiday seasons typically are helping people take inventory of the year they've just had, really look at what worked and what didn't work. And then we are looking at specific tools and techniques and strategies to plan for a better next year. Because what I found is even though right up to Christmas, people are engrossed in gift giving, as soon as Christmas turns, a lot of people take a couple of days during that last week of the year and the first couple weeks of January to plan out that year. So my Profit Explosion Toolkit will go on sale, and I'll start offering strategy sessions to help people really figure out how to have a better year. So what could you do in your business? I'll give you a couple more examples around this. I have another client who we've been tying into the holiday season, a giveaway. So she has something that she's giving away, and she's got a really small price point bundle that kind of ties into that planning for the next year. It's a content planner. So she's got a way to take all the content you have and plan it out. It's really awesome. Matter of fact, I'll link it in the show notes for you. When she is starting to offer this, what it is it's getting people's attention. And so if they're planning out holiday sales, or they're planning out New Year's offerings, or they're planning out things that need to be going live over the next 30 days, this is a great toolkit to help her clients get more productive. So she did a double whammy where, first of all, she's capitalizing on this time, but then also meeting her clients where they are. They can actually do a better job of capitalizing on the holiday, promotions season, so to speak, by, kind of planning out their content better. So basically, meet your client base where they are, get in front of them with something relevant, and then have a sale that drives them into action. So that's tip number one. Now, let's say that's just not even relevant for you. You can't figure that out, or you just want to use the time to slow down a little bit. I mean, I think wrapping your head around it is a slower time for most people. And how could you use this time instead of feeling like, oh, I've got to finish the year strong. I've got to work more. I've got to fit every last ounce of sales in the door. Maybe it's time to do what I call the recharge, reboot, and recalibrate. And what that really means is start taking inventory of what's worked, start looking at what do you want to do differently, and how are you going to recalibrate and reboot your business for a better next year? Now, one of the things that I think you could do is really look at your foundations. What are the things that broke down over the year that didn't, you never had time to really figure them out? You found yourself like running in circles because you weren't organized. Give yourself a couple of days or even a whole week over the holiday season and in your slow time to tackle those projects that you never seem to have time for throughout the year. So what do you need to get caught up on? What project did you, wish you had spent more time on? What did you mean to implement to make your business run better, but you never got to? Think about what makes my foundation strong so that when I hit the ground running in January, I can just drop into boom. All my systems are working right. People know how to, I can delegate well. I've got all the procedures. Tackle those things that you just never seem to have time for. And kind of a sister to that is if you had a big project that you never did, could you create some space to drop into the planning of it, the writing on it, the development of it, and the execution around it? So maybe you don't really need to work on your foundation, but you do have a big project that you keep thinking about, but never do. This is one of the things I challenge people to do in the Own Your Bold processes. Stop thinking about these big projects that you really wish you had time for, and actually just create some space and do it. All right, so that's two and three. Four is vision. What if you're really like holding yourself back from that next level because you actually never have time to really vision what you really want? I was just on the phone with a client of mine. He runs an organization, and she was realizing she'd been to this really high level event with a lot of movers and shakers and 7- and 8-figure businesses, and she's like, I realize like I'm holding myself back from the vision that I really want. Like I just never have time to get clear. So what if you gave yourself this beautiful gift of time to just vision what you really want? If you could wave the magic wand and your business could look any way you want, what would you do better? What would you do different? Like how would it look? And just allow yourself to be creative and imagine. You don't have to take action on any of it, but just let those innovative ideas float around and write them all down. And if there's one that really grabs you, then great. You can map it out and you can make it better. But allow yourself some space for visioning. So many businesses use the time at the end of the year and the beginning of the next year, those first couple, 3 weeks, they're really poignant. They're full of possibility and opportunity and, you know, the groundwork's being laid for the next 12 months. So this is an important time to get your vision clear. But don't just let yourself stay locked into what you've always done. Give yourself permission to explore and get creative. If you've not done the Own Your Bold training, I'd highly recommend going through those 5 steps as part of your visioning to unlock those places where you've been holding yourself back because you think small and safe. So vision for future ideas and goals. Think about like, what's that thing that I really want to move forward in 2019 or whatever this next year is for you when you're listening to this, so that I'm like playing at the fullest, most powerful level possible. And that might be leading you to the next idea, which is develop something new. You know, when we take space away from the drudgery of every day and the grind of like, I got to do more. And you know, like really the holiday seasons, your slow seasons should create some space for you where you don't have to drop in and follow your usual routines. And that means you can take some space to do something new. Write a blog post. Maybe you want to write a small book. Maybe you want to write a big book. Maybe you can actually take enough time to just knock out a whole book. Create a new offering. Launch that podcast that you've been thinking about forever. Map out your big event. Develop something new that's getting you excited for the next 6 to 12 months. So again, like when you take time away, your mind actually performs better because you're not in its normal get it done routines. So it's a really valuable time to just create. The next idea is plan. Okay, so plan something that you've been thinking of doing. Now, I'm really big on planning. So the last 4 weeks of the year, as well as the first 2 or 3 weeks of the year, not only am I, you know, finalizing all my plans in my business, but I'm working with every single one of my clients to get their plan evaluated and in place so they know what to move forward as we enter into the first 4 months of the year, because that's when a lot of things are going to take shape. A plan is basically, what do you want? When are you going to do it? And how are you going to do it? Now, for some people, planning's really hard because you're used to winging it. So get a toolkit, get the Profit Explosion toolkit that we offer here. It's very, very easy to use. It's a downloadable toolkit that I take you through the 4 steps. What do you want? You know, you get clear, like what new things are you going to bring out? What are you, you know, how much money do you want to make? That's the second step. And then I show you how to figure out like how much money is possible with what you always do and what you're going to bring new out that year. And it's a very illuminating step because you can see very quickly, oh, I'm on target to make my goals, or, oh, if I just tweak and refine this one little thing, I'll make more money. So there's some great clarity that happens. The third step is get clear when it's going to happen. So when are these things going to drop throughout the year? And you will quickly see if you've got cash flow holes. And then the last thing is how. What's the marketing plan to get it done? Do that or do your version, but plan. Get clear on what actions you're going to take to make your goals real this year. The next to the last tip is, and I want to go back to the idea of making your year, you know, close strong, or taking that time, this downtime, to do things that maybe you don't always have time for. I want you to think of it like this is a time to get more connected. So some people, they make their annual holiday calls, or during the summer when they have a slow season, they might make time to do more reaching out to people and just check in. You know, we're all so busy and it is hard to keep up on phone calls. So what if your slow season is the time where you go deeper and reconnect with people? Maybe you reach out to clients you haven't talked to in a while, check in with some prospects that never, you know, finalized the deal, they never move forward. Connect with colleagues, reach out to people that you know well and you haven't talked to in a while, or that you want to nurture and move along. But proactively use that time to connect. Now, a couple of magical things can happen. One, especially if there's a great relationship, people always love hearing from you. So reaching out to a client and say, just wanted to connect in and see how things are going. Where are you at with XYZ? Is there anything I can help you with? It's a great way to keep the relationship strong. But checking in with a prospect or a previous client who hasn't worked with you in a while can be a great way to activate business again. You might say, so what's on your goal list? What's new for you right now? Is there anything I can help you with? Well, as a matter of fact, yes. Or you can ask for referrals. Like, do you know anybody that's struggling with that thing that we worked on? Or do you know anybody that needs some similar services? Great time to kind of boost the be in their space so that over those next few weeks, they'll be thinking about you instead of it's been months since they heard from you. And again, it's always great to reach out to colleagues. You never know what kind of magic can happen. Speaking gigs that pop up, new opportunities to promote each other, referrals. It's just, you know, it's always great to make that time. The last thing I'd recommend is take some time to recharge. If this is your slow season and you're listening to this, give yourself permission to just get away from the business. Have big chunks of time away. There's something that is so transformational about not having to think about your business, not having to make money that day, not having to make a plan, not having to do routine tasks, and just be with your family, be with yourself, go do something you love, go for a little trip. You know, even if I don't go away, I'm out going for hikes, I'm out in nature, I'm walking on the beach, I'm spending time with family, which is sometimes not recharging, but then you go recharge from this family time, right? But get present to the things that you maybe don't always put your full attention into and take some time to recharge you. You'll come back to your business with a fresh perspective. You'll have new inspiration. You'll be more energized. And I got to tell you, some of the best ideas always come when you're not in your business and you're just allowing yourself to be. So those are some of my ideas. Love to hear what your ideas are. How do you recharge? How do you reconnect? How do you reboot? How do you recalibrate? What do you do during your slow season to use that time wisely? Love to hear your thoughts. Come on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com or join us in our community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. Let's talk about the wise, productive ways to use your slow season so you don't slide into a poor mindset and get worried and, you know, like there's no sense getting frenzied about the time when everybody's doing other things. Use it wisely for you.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.